Today is a national holiday in Vietnam. It's called Reunification Day. It marks April 30th, 1975, when Saigon fell to North Vietnam and South Vietnam fell away from the map. The last heavy-bellied U.S. military helicopters, called Jolly Green Giants, plucked the last of those who could scramble aboard and flew away, never to return. This day ended an evacuation that moved tens of thousands of Americans, Britons, Australians, Canadians, Italians, Thais, Laotians, New Zealanders, and Vietnamese away from a place that had run out of time. Two Vietnams became one. A cause for celebration right now in the streets of Ho Chi Minh City. Lauren Jenkins took one of the last helicopters out of Saigon 30 years ago today. He was a Newsweek magazine correspondent then. He is NPR's foreign editor now and joins us from Dong Hoi Street in Ho Chi Minh City. Lauren, thanks for being with us.
It's good to be here, Scott.
What are you seeing around you right now?
Well, I'm standing on Dong Hoi, which back in the old days used to be known as Tudo Street, famous to all American GIs who were here cruising it. I'm standing in front of the old French Opera House, where they're tuning up, as you might hear, for tonight's grand performance of folklore, music, and dances to celebrate this day. Traffic is flowing. It's more than flow. It's a tsunami here. It just comes and comes, motorbikes, buses, cars. There's a sense of really excitement. It's a big holiday.
The Economist said this week, just in a headline, that the U.S. had lost, capitalism had won. In Ho Chi Minh City today. Do you see that around you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this city is booming. It's prosperous. There are new tourist hotels going up. There are private houses being built. Shops are busy, some of them in the export trade.
And as we hear what sounds like a vibraphone behind you...
there's a big stage set up in front of the Opera House, but yeah. The performance is going to happen later tonight.
Do you cast your mind back to where you were 30 years ago and what that day was like?
Well, exactly 30 years ago, at this hour, I was already on an American aircraft carrier in the South China Sea. We'd been evacuated. The last evacuation plane left the U.S. Embassy at about 4:30 or 5 in the morning of April 30th, and I was on one of those helicopters. The real evacuation began the day before on the 29th with an early pre-dawn barrage attack on Tan Son that pretty much signaled that the North Vietnamese had been moving south for at least 6 weeks.
So you remember some of the panic and dread on those last couple of days?
Yeah, you know what's surprising to me 30 years later is just how vivid those memories are. I mean, I can close my eyes today and see the whole last 24 hours of my time in Saigon then play out. It was a really highly emotional, a day of chaos and scrambling and getting on helicopters and seeing people fighting to get into the embassy if they could.
Lauren, what's it like to be an American on the streets of Ho Chi Minh City today?
You feel like you're in any great city, current city. I obviously have a nostalgic feeling for it here. I spent off and on 2.5 years here during the war, and you come back and you feel totally at home. The amazing thing about the Vietnamese is they found a way of forgetting the past, or not forgetting the past, but looking at the future. And to them, the past is over. They won what they call the American War. It was just one chapter in 2,000 years of struggling against everyone from the Chinese to the Mongols to the French, the Japanese, to us, to maintain their independence and unity. And because they've won, they've passed on, and they're looking forward rather than backwards.
Lauren Jenkins, NPR's foreign editor, speaking with us from Ho Chi Minh City. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Scott.